Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Fort Chester, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents the ribbon cutting of the newest location of the First Bank of Greenwich. Good morning to you. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings, and my good friend, the mixmaster, Matty Decay McKay, and as always, the fabulous engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower, Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development. Robeson, the house that Service built. And Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Right you are, Matt. And don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Andrew C. Sharp. And yes, on a very beautiful morning here in Fort Chester, I'm looking at all around here as today it is the ribbon cutting for the newest location of the First Bank of Greenwich. They have three locations. In Connecticut, it's Koskov and Stamford, and now for the first time, New York is part of the mix. And joining us right now to talk more about this, we have with us a member of the board of directors, the founding member. His name is Gallagher, right?
Bill Gallagher.
And he is with the Summer Rain, which is based in Greenwich, but more importantly, you're on the board here of the First Bank when you founded it. First of all, good to have you with us, and tell us about this story.
Well, it's a wonderful establishment. It's a great bank that caters to the people and businesses in our area, and we're so committed to our base, and it's a wonderful place in that people actually go to congregate and socialize with one another in addition to doing all their banking. So it's an old type of feeling where you go in and shake a hand and get a deal done, as opposed to the bigger, less sensitive institutions that are currently present.
Why the need for the third location? Obviously, you've served Connecticut very well. You wanted to bring in the New York crowd?
We have a big following in Port Chester. It's my hometown. We have a lot of people associated with the area that have been wanting us to get into this part of the state, and we're finally here. We're thrilled to be here.
Now, tell us when you first founded this bank. How many years has it actually been around, the First Bank of Greenwich?
We've been in existence about 11 years now, and we started in the Costco branch, and we got into Stamford about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and now all these years later, now 11 years later, here you are. Now you have a New York presence for the first time. When is the bank actually open, though? Is this the actual day you do business?
I believe we'll be starting today, right after the ribbon cutting.
So you are.
We have our staff in place here, and we're excited to take some business in as soon as we can get that ribbon cut.
What kind of services does the bank offer for a customer who comes in here for the first time that might be interested in using the services?
Well, we're offering some promotions now with CDs and higher interest rate accounts, if you will. And we can handle anything from residential to commercial end of things. Whatever our clients and customers need, we're there for them.
So what makes this bank stand out from others? I mean, it's a regional bank, not like one of those bigger banks. I mean, it's more like a mom-and-pop type of bank service?
Mom-and-pop customer service. We cater to them in any way we possibly can. And like I said, it's just something that's contagious, and we're fortunate enough to be in that position.
Yeah. Now, tell us more about what you do. Now, Summer Rain, it's based here not too far from Greenwich. You live here in Port Chester. You're a local resident here. Now, tell us more about what you do there. It has to do with the sprinkler systems?
Right. We're an irrigation contractor as well as landscape lighting. We have a well and pump division with filtration, and also we do electrical work as well, so it's multifaceted.
How long has that been around?
We're in our 37th year.
Congratulations, 37 years. So from those humble beginnings, and now that's really grown too, right? It's pretty much like this bank here.
Exactly. We have a passionate crew at Summer Rain as well, and we love what we do, and we love being part of the community.
And what do you do? Do you do mainly residential or commercial for sprinklers?
We do both.
You do both?
We do both.
Yeah, and there's obviously always a need for it, especially when we get into those warm summer months, and it's time to mow that lawn. It's very important, right?
Even with our chilly temperatures today, we're out installing some systems, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, so you're kind of getting the jump on next year, basically,
right? Exactly. Exactly.
It is. So, I mean, your thoughts again. A very proud day, obviously, for the board and for the bank. Now that you're expanding into New York, you're going to get more customers. So things are really looking up, it appears, right?
They certainly are. And like I said, we're thrilled to be here. We've been waiting for this moment for quite some time.
It's been a long time coming.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this now. What are the hours each day when you can come in there? What are the hours, basically, if I may? I'll
have to review that with you.
You will.
Afterward.
Well, I figured someone may be listening, say they'd like to drop by here. But Well, anyway, but today is actually the official opening, so you can stop by and say hello, and if you want to open an account, you can today, right?
That sounds great.
All right. Well, it is good to have you with us, and good luck on both your business and also here at the First Bank of Greenwich in Port Chester. Good to have you, Billy.
Thank you so much for your time.
Billy Gallagher, ladies and gentlemen, a founding board member of the First Bank of Greenwich, which is opening a new New York location here in Port Chester for the very first time today. They had the ribbon cutting this morning. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the First Bank of Greenwich's new location in Port Chester. We're going to step aside for the short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the new location of the First Bank of Greenwich here in Port Chester, New York. It's the third branch that is now open as of today. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings, along with the mix master, Maddie McKay, Matt Kay, my good friend and great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Health Care and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, today, a very big day for the village of Port Chester because for the very first time, the First Bank of Greenwich, which opened 11 years ago with two locations in Connecticut, now welcomes New York for the very first time. But we have with us a very proud mayor, I'm sure. His name is Richard Falanca. He's the mayor of Port Chester. And Mr. Mayor, good to have you with us again. We talked to you not that long ago over Thanksgiving at the Turkey Trot, I believe. We're in a nice, warmer location, that's for sure. What a great day for you. Tell us about this opening. You must be very proud.
Very proud, very excited to see the First Bank of Greenwich come over the state line and come into New York and put their First Bank in New York here in Port Chester.
So what does it mean for the economy of the village having the First Bank of Greenwich here?
Well, it's always good to have another bank come into our community. This facility that we're sitting in is has been a bank. Started with the Hudson Valley Bank years ago. Another bank came in years later. Don't remember the name of that particular bank, but this building has always been a banking institution, and it's great to see it remodeled and reopened here in Port Chester as the First Bank of Greenwich. So we're very excited, as I said.
Yeah, I mean, so the fact that there was a need for the New York market here. I mean, they've had their customers in Connecticut, so they're kind of broadening their scope, if you will. Although it says the First Bank of Greenwich, I mean, Port Chester now is a part of the family.
Yes, and again, we're having a lot of things going on in Port Chester, a lot of development happening here. We're talking to a lot of developers, and it's great to see a bank become part of the Port Chester family.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see them as a real active partner in any development projects, or if you may have coming down the line as kind of a go-to partner, right?
I would hope so, yes. I'm looking forward to see many of our residents come here, do business with this Bank of Greenwich. You know, we have other great banking institutions. This just adds another one to our community.
Where we're at, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's 500 Westchester Avenue. It's in Port Chester. So this is a pretty good location, don't you think?
Yes, it's not only it's in Port Chester. We're very close to the Village of Rye Brook line. So, again, it probably serves both communities here in this immediate area.
And I would think it's very convenient. I mean, it's pretty easy to find, a very good location. There's shopping centers here, too, along the way?
Yes, there's two shopping centers just down the road that are in the Village of Rye Brook. And you're on Westchester Avenue, which is a main thoroughfare coming in from White Plains into our village, and when our residents leave, they going into White Plains, they travel on Westchester Avenue. So there's a lot of traffic that passes this location.
So how did this all come about, the village of Portchester becoming the site for this newest location? I mean, did they approach the village, or was it the other way around?
No, I just believe that the owner of the building is very active in our community, and I guess him and the attorney that represents his firm reached out to the First Bank of Greenwich and said that they can provide this location for them, and it was accepted, and they're here, and we're anxious to see them open those doors as today and start doing business in the village of Portchester and the village of Rybrook.
Yeah, and you just said the ribbon cutting a short time ago. They're open for business here, so if anybody wants to stop by, open their account, they're free to do so starting today.
That's correct, and I'm wishing them much success here in Portchester, and again, it's a new day for Portchester up here on Bowman Avenue, and they're welcomed with open arms, and again, I wish all our residents here in Portchester come by and see what a nice job they did at this location, and see what the Bank of Greenwich has to offer.
I was going to say, is this kind of a Christmas present for the village, having the bank here?
Oh, listen, it's great when you get a new location open, especially a bank, so we're very happy. So, it's very exciting.
Well, we're happy for you, Mr. Mayor, and for the village, and for everybody in Westchester now can go here to the First Bank of Greenwich, which is now open, and much success to you, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Same to you and all your listeners. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mayor. Mayor Richard Falanca of the Village of Portchester joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as we're here for the grand opening and kickoff of the First Bank of Greenwich's newest location, that being in the Village of Portchester, New York, and that's where we're broadcasting live. My name is Jim Cleefield, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for the short break. More after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements, and 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the grand opening of the First Bank of Greenwich's newest location in New York, right here in the village of Portchester. Good morning. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the proceedings. How are you doing? Along with my friend, the mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac Kane, the fantastic engineer he is. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McKell Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Avriola, Inc., their first name, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. And yes, we are here on a very festive day here in the holiday spirit, because today is the opening of the First Bank of Greenwich's first location in New York, here in the village of Portchester. And we're happy to have with us as our next guest, Kevin O'Connell. He is Vice President and Commercial Lending Officer. Kevin, good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your new location today.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very, very excited about this.
You just cut the ribbon on it.
We just cut the ribbon. We had a great turnout. So we're very grateful for all of our friends and colleagues and advisory board members for coming out, and the community has welcomed us. So this is an exciting day.
What does this mean to have a third location? You already have two in Connecticut, in Cross Cobb and Stamford. Now to add New York to the mix, what does that mean for the overall business?
This is big for us. This is kind of the next logical step in our footprint. We've wanted to have a branch in Westchester for a long time. We always thought Portchester would be a good fit. We've been talking about this for years now, and the fact that it's finally reality is it was very exciting. We're happy to be here.
Did you have to go through a lot of hurdles to make this happen?
You know, it took a long time, and there's always some hurdles, but you know, in the end, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. So this all started 11 years ago. So even back then, they were thinking that someday we will branch out into New York.
Yeah, I think so. I started with the bank about 7 years ago, so I can tell you that when I started, Frank and I were always talking about the possibility of getting a branch in Port Chester and how well we'd do. And you know, we've worked very hard since then. It's a reality now.
And we just had the mayor of Port Chester, Mr. Palenka, on.
Yep.
He said he welcomes this new branch. It's great for the village, great for the overall economy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been very, very supportive. You know, he's great. So is the rest of the trustees. They've been wonderful as well.
So somebody comes here for the first time to this branch. They want to open an account. What makes this bank differ from other banks in the area?
Well, we pride ourselves on our service to our clients. I think that's what sets us aside. It's a little bit of a different feel. It's a more personal feel when you come in here. I think you're going to find that the folks at the teller counter are going to remember your name. And we have a little bit more of a personal touch. That's what sets us aside.
It seems like it's almost unique in this day and age. I mean, you don't really hear much about mom and pop operations anymore. It's always, you know, the big box retailers, the bigger banks, but this really kind of is unique in some way.
Very, very. Yeah, you don't hear about that, especially when it comes to banking. If you're used to going into Bank of America, Wells Fargo, things like that. We're certainly different. We're a small community feel.
Yeah, as I said, that face-to-face contact is always key because you're dealing with one person, and it's a local bank. It deals with somebody's local interest, whoever that may be, whether it be residential or commercial.
Yep, we do both.
You do both.
We do both.
And again, we don't know what the hours are specifically, but I mean, it's very convenient that they can come here. We're right on Westchester Avenue. It's 500 Westchester Avenue. It's in Port Chester near Rye Brook.
Yep.
It's very convenient, very close to Greenwich, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect location.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as I said, this is where you ultimately settled. You thought this would be the best place because it's close to some shops. And there's a lot of other places to go to.
Yeah, it's in Port Chester. It's close to Rye Brook. It's close to Rye. It's close to White Plains. So we think we can access all the markets in Westchester from here.
That's great.
So it's a great place to start.
The key is you're getting the New York customers now and expanding your scope here.
Absolutely. That's the key. You know, we had a small base of New York customers being in Greenwich, which is obviously close to Westchester. But this really allows us to expand.
That sounds good. So where do you see things going from here now that you've opened this branch? I mean, what, are there other plans down the road as you move on?
I don't know. You know, Frank Gowdy, our president, always has something up his sleeve. So I'm sure once we get settled here, he'll start thinking about the future again.
Well, again, so the bank again officially opening today. So come on by against 500 Westchester Avenue in Port Chester, close to the Rye Brook line. Well, Kevin, it's nice to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Success and Merry Christmas to your family.
Appreciate it.
Happy
you too.
New Year.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Kevin O'Connell, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President and Commercial Lending Officer with the First Bank of Greenwich, opening a new location here in Port Chester in New York for the very first time today. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. More after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the grand opening today of the First Bank of Greenwich's newest location here in the village of Port Chester, New York. They now have three branches, two of them in Connecticut, one in Port Chester. Good morning. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my friend, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mack, and the great engineer he is. We want to let you know we are produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that Service built, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Right you are, Matt. Well, as we said, we are here at the official grand opening today. They had the ribbon cutting this morning for the First Bank of Greenwich's location. We're at 500 Westchester Avenue here in Portchester, close to the Rybrook Line. I'm joined by my very next guest and pleased to have with us Emily Newcamp, and she's Vice President and Retail Banking Manager. Emily, good to have you with us. Good morning. You must be very proud of this opening today.
Good morning. Yes, we're very excited to open our newest location located in Portchester, New York. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have two other locations. They're in Costcob and Stanford. What's the significance of having a New York location added to this family?
The significance really is we have a strong commercial tie to Portchester and Westchester Bank, Westchester County, and we've got some board of directors and commercial lenders, things like that, that have people that have some ties to the community, so it just seemed like the next best place to go. So we're excited to be here.
We just spoke with Kevin O'Connell in our last segment. He said this has been many years in the making. I think from the time they opened about 11 years ago, they were thinking about having a New York branch, and now it's come to reality.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're very excited to be here and looking forward to growing the business here.
Now, again, today was the ribbon cutting, so I don't know if any customers have, potential customers have stopped by, but it's a really convenient location. Again, it's 500 Westchester Avenue, and it's in Portchester near Rybrook, so you get Portchester, Rybrook, White Plains, anybody from that area can come now, right?
Yes, very convenient. Right, we're close to Portchester, we're close to Greenwich, which is nice, so we're not far from the other locations, and Rye as well. So.
And Kevin had said in the earlier, what makes this bank different compared to other bigger banks is that face-to-face contact, it's more personal banking on a local level. I mean, is that how you feel about it?
That's exactly how I feel. We are. We're very unique compared to some of the other banks. We are a true community bank. We offer that community feel, face-to-face customer service. You have contact to all of the executive directors at any time, so you can reach anyone really at any point. You don't have to call a 1-800 number operator. You have that personal touch.
And what are some of the services you provide that customers might find here?
Well, we offer your checking, savings, money market accounts, commercial loans, residential loans, remote deposit capture for our businesses, online banking, bill pay.
So more, is it more commercial as your biggest clientele, or is it residential? Who do you serve the most?
We are probably commercial, heavily commercial. We have a lot of business clients relationships that turn into retail and consumer relationships as well, but we have a very strong commercial relationship.
And we talked with Mayor Richard Falanca, very proud mayor of Portchester, and he said having you here, he expects you to be an active partner here in any potential projects down the road, development, really a kind of a liaison financially, if you will, for them?
Absolutely. We love to be out in the communities and where in which we're located, be as involved as we possibly can and help out in any way.
And again, the location where we are, I mean, it is very convenient. You have shopping centers. It's close to a lot of places you can go as well.
Very convenient. Very convenient. It's nice to have all of the stores and also be in a community, residential area as well as the commercial area. So we've got the best of both worlds.
So I don't know what the hours specifically are here. I mean, is it just your regular banker's hours during the week? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yep. It will be Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 4. Okay. Thursdays are late night until 6, and then 9 to 12 on Saturdays.
That sounds very convenient. So whatever your hours are, I mean, you can stop by here if you need to use the ATM. I mean, it's available, right?
Absolutely. 24-hour ATM.
And if anybody wants more information, I guess they can go to your website or call?
They sure can. They can go to the website, greenwichfirst.com, or call the location at 914-908-5444.
Greenwichfirst.com.
Greenwichfirst.com.
Sounds good. Emily Newcamp, Vice President, Retail Banking Manager, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your opening.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas.
Again, that's Emily Newcamp we've been speaking with, Vice President, Retail Banking Manager with the First Bank of Greenwich, for the very first time opening a New York location here in the village of Portchester. My name is Jim Cleefield, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things, to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the grand opening today of the First Bank of Greenwich's newest location here in the village of Portchester in New York. Good morning. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac Kane, our great engineer. We wanted to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Healthcare and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We have Bruno Gioppari, who is the president of the bank here. And Bruno, good to have you this morning. Congratulations on this opening.
Good morning. I'm a director. I'm not the president, but nevertheless, I appreciate it. And on behalf of the bank, thank you for speaking with me.
Yes, indeed. You are the director. And this started 11 years ago. And I guess even from the very beginning, you envisioned having at some point a location here in New York, did you not?
The goal was to get into New York and be at least New York and Connecticut, serve people with similar interests to those of the bank.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the bank, again, there are three locations now. You have Costco and Stamford in Connecticut. Now you have here at 500 Westchester Avenue in the village of Portchester, very close to Rye Brook. So you really now can have the New York customers come in for the first time as well.
Yes. We've serviced a lot of them at our Connecticut branch. This is a lot more convenient for them. We look forward to making that convenience worthwhile.
And what they tell me, what stands out about this bank is the personal service that you get, that personal touch, let's say, as opposed to a much bigger bank. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree to that very much. We call ourselves the bank that comes to you because we started out with a bonded messenger picking up deposits and bringing them. We come to the people more than just by car. We service them, we know them, and we do what's right for them.
That's like you know everybody else's name, right?
Yes, indeed. People are happy that when they come in, they're recognized by name.
And in talking earlier to Mayor Richard Palanca, he's very pleased to have this branch here. It means a lot to the village and I'm sure to the local economy. And now he's going to be working closely with you and many projects down the road, I'm sure.
I think you're right, and I hope that's correct. Yes.
Yeah. And from the customer's perspective, I mean, what does it mean to have the location here in Portchester?
We will be. The interesting thing is that this location services Portchester, Rye Brook, Purchase, which is a part of Harrison, and Harrison itself and the city of Rye. We offer all kinds, every kind of account that you could have, savings, investment, certificates of deposit. We offer home loans, business loans. We're available for counseling so that across the board of banking, we have the opportunity to meet the needs of the small and the large customer.
And from what I understand, the commercial aspect is the biggest clientele that you have. That's what I was told.
We do a great deal of commercial lending, a great deal of commercial checking, and the merchants know that we're here to meet their needs. Yes, very much so.
Now that you have this branch open today, what's ahead now for the First Bank of Greenwich going forward?
Good question. We will be looking soon for another location. We have not selected a location. It's critical that you get an area that meets the needs of our banking services. So our eyes are open, but caution and time are important, and we exercise both.
Yeah, so 2019, I'm sure there's a world of possibilities, but that's obviously down the road. But today, it's all about the grand opening, a new start, a new state, and a new set of customers coming in.
And certainly, belief in the regulators that we render a valuable service, which enables us to expand the services of the bank.
If anybody wants more information, first of all, they can go to the website. I believe it's greenwichfirst.com, where they can call the 914 number here, correct?
Correct.
And again, the hours, I believe I was told 8:30 to 4 during the week mostly?
8:30 to 4 is the standard time, yes.
And you're open a little
Saturdays
later on?
Saturdays as well.
Yes.
Saturdays, half a day.
Right. All right. Well, it is Bruno, it is good to have you with us here. Congratulations to you and all the staff on this opening. Much success to you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you
Thank
and your
you.
Family.
Thank you for coming and joining us and making us not simply a bank that services the people, but helps us to reach out by means of this program to our customers.
Well, whatever we can do to help. Thank you, Bruno. Bruno Joffrey, ladies and gentlemen, again, he is the director of the bank here, the First Bank of Greenwich, just opening a new Port Chester location in New York for the very first time today, and that's where we are. My name is Jim Cleefield, and just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more of the show right after this word of interest.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the newest location of the First Bank of Greenwich, opening a branch in Port Chester, New York, for the very first time. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and my good friend, the mix master, Mandy the K-Mac, and as always, the wonderful engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years. J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement. Michael Labriola, Inc., their last name is the first name in landscape. And Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. You can find us there at Andrew C. Sharp. And I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest, the president and CEO of the First Bank of Greenwich. His name is Frank Gaudio. And Frank, good to see you today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You have been with the bank not quite from the very beginning, I guess about 8 years. Last 4 years, you became president and CEO. Where were you previously in your position with the bank?
At the bank, I was the business development, the head of business development for the bank for the first 4 years. And then I became president and CEO.
Tell us about the significance of the bank coming here to New York for the first time. You have two locations in Connecticut. You have Costco, and you have Stanford. Now you've entered the New York market for the first time, and I understand this has been long in coming.
Yes, it has. I'm a Westchester resident, and I've worked in Westchester most of my life. Always had clients in Greenwich, so it was an easy transition when I went to Greenwich to start up the bank there, basically. We took a bank that wasn't that busy, and we're incredibly busy there in Greenwich. Stanford was our second location, but I've always been waiting to get back into New York because we have a car service that we had to stop at the borderline. We couldn't cross the Connecticut border until we opened up this branch and got approval from the regulatory approval. My family's here. My friends are here. A lot of people that wanted to bank with us up in Greenwich, but it was kind of out of their way. It was inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Can now come here to this branch, and we're looking forward to hitting Westchester with the type of service that we offer to our customers.
He's going to be here. Yeah, Port Chester, Rybrook Purchase, White Plains. You're going to get all those new customers now.
Yeah, we'll get them from all over Westchester. Even there's a lot of people right now that currently come to Greenwich to Costco from all the way from Irvington or from Dobbs Ferry. We have a lot of customers from there.
Well, it should be much more convenient for them now. It's much closer.
This will be a lot more convenient.
Less of a drive, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So this will be our first New York operation, and hopefully we'll open a few more so we can be a little more convenient to those that are around. We do a lot of commercial lending and residential lending, and people like to come to the office. Our type of our customer comes, wants to meet face-to-face and discuss their situation. So this will be a good location for them. We'll have a loan officer here 24/7, so they'll be here at the branch. to accommodate lending needs, which is nice to have. And it's easy for me to get to, too, from the, you know, from the headquarters in Koskob. I'll be able to just to get in my car and drive down here and meet whoever I want to meet that's going to meet here at this location.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to borrow some money, is it much easier to do it now than it was, let's say, several years ago when the economy was struggling the way it was?
No, I don't know if it's much easier. It's probably more difficult, but we try to make it as easy as possible for our clients. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing is on a communication level, we communicate very quickly to our customers whether we can do a loan or not do a loan. And I think that's a big battle because what happens most of the time online, you apply, you really don't find out later on that there's a situation or a problem with the loan, and then you're 2 months into it and you realize that you can't get your money.
Yeah.
We like to sit with the people. We like to have relationships with our customers. Which I think they like. Everybody knows us by name. They can come into the bank at any time. Evan Quasella, who is our chief lending officer, does a great job. He's been with me for, besides these 8 years at this bank, he was with me 5 years prior at another bank. And my resi person, Tina Guglielmo, who is also a Westchester resident, has been with me since she's 17 years old. So
really?
She was with me a long time before that. So lending is made pretty easy with us because I've been doing it so long, and I meet with every client that comes in just about, and I like to know who they are, and I know whether I'm going to be able to do a loan for them or not real pretty quick.
And you'll be able to see what their needs may be, maybe what their credit rating is. And just if they're,
yeah,
if they're,
I can know just from conversation.
Yeah.
I don't even need the paperwork done. I know basically the right questions to ask you or whoever was coming in for the. And I like to meet with them because a lot of times lending offices don't really ask the right questions, and they don't know the customer. You might have needs that another customer does not have.
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, especially on a commercial side. Commercial is kind of custom fit, and we do a great job with that. So we're looking forward to bringing it here. The level of service that we do over in Greenwich, we're bringing that here.
And I understand you're looking at maybe other locations down the road, too?
Yeah, I'm not.
Not
we
specific?
Can't look too quick. I'm always looking at locations, or I'm always thinking of. We have a few in mind already. We just want to get this one up and running and successful, which I'm sure it will be. And then we're looking for other locations that will make it more convenient for our customers to get to.
Well, you're off to a great start today from what I can see. And congratulations. Continued success to you and the bank. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy holidays to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Frank Gaudio, ladies and gentlemen. He's president and CEO of the First Bank of Greenwich, opening a location in New York for the first time here in the village of Portchester. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more of the show in just a moment.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark!